VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Wen. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's good, my people? When was the last time you let something slip and you immediately regretted sharing that with someone else? Or maybe you went home and started going through the entire scenario in your head again, thinking about what you could have said instead in hopes of not offending anyone or not sounding like a complete jerk. It's okay, we've all been there. Actually, it's more common than you might think, but a lot of us are not even aware of the effects some of our words may have on others, and especially how it impacts how others view us. Be sure to check out today's video, Things You Should Never Talk About. Maybe we'll all be one step closer to knowing when to keep hush. Okay, as usual, we'll highlight a sentence from the video and take a closer look at some important vocabulary. Let's do it. So our sentence of the day is, but gossiping isn't only bad because you are talking behind someone's back, but rather how it makes you appear in front of others. 但闲言闲语并不仅是因为你在背后说别人坏话才不好，而是让你自己在别人面前没有好印象。好，那我们再回到我们的句子前，我们先看了几个 pronunciation tips。那我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 talking behind someone's back。那在这个句子里的时候，我们刚刚前半段是 But gossiping isn't only bad because you're talking behind someone's back. But 因为我们这边是转折语气接 but， 所以我们在逗号前的时候语气要上扬，所以这边是 talking behind someone's back 是 back 而不是 back。 好，那我们第二个 pronunciation tip 是 makes you。好，那这边因为它强调你 you， 所以要加重语气放在 you， 所以这边是 it makes you appear in front of others。 那这边的 in front of 就是连音变成 in front of。 那我们再看一次句子， But gossiping isn't only bad because you are talking behind someone's backBut rather how it makes you appear in front of others. 好，那我们第一个 vocabulary 是 gossiping。 那 gossiping 这边是当动名词使用。那我们等一下会看它动词形态。在那之前，我们先看到 gossiping 动名词的例句。 Juliet believes that gossiping should be banned at work as it can lead to an environment of distrust.Juliet 坚信闲言闲语应该在职场上被禁止，因为它有可能促成一个人与人猜忌的环境。那 gossiping 的原动词形态就直接是 gossip。那我们现在来看到 gossip 的例句。Once the news spread about Cindy dating someone 20 years older than herself, her classmates began to gossip about her.一旦 Cindy 在和长她20多岁的人交往的事传出去后，她的同学就开始闲言闲语。Has anyone gossiped about you before? 曾经有人拿你的事情闲言闲语吗？那感觉一定不好受。那我们第二个单字是 rather。Rather 是一个助动词， rather 很多意思。那我们今天的 sentence 里面的意思的话，就是有点像 more specifically， 就是要再加更多的细节或是资讯，然后而且是加与前面的资讯相反或是对立的观点或是讯息。就像刚刚我们看到 But gossiping isn't only bad because you are talking behind someone's back but rather， 所以在这边后面 rather 就是在讲说哦不是怎样哦，但是其实是怎么样，所以 rather 就是其实是的意思。那我们在这边看到 rather 的例句， I'm not upset, rather the opposite, to be honest. 我没有不开心，老实说其实正好相反。 那我们看到我们第三个 vocabulary， 我们第三个 vocabulary 是 appear。appear 在这边是一个 verb， 那它最直白的意思就是看似。那这边有个例句。He appeared unusually happy after the conversation with his father. 他在和他父亲交谈后看似异常的开心。And cut. That's a wrap. So what were you thinking about during this pronunciation challenge or the featured video? Did it bring up any memories about conversations you had that made you regret saying something? Or what do you do when someone you're talking to does nothing but complain or gossip?Join right in or shut it down like a bad Ferris wheel. Feel free to leave any advice or stories for your fellow VoiceTubers and the team. Remember to share your recordings as well. All the best and I'll see you next week.